Okay, so this week's presenter is going to be Kiyosh Mashabat, which I feel like, you know, I only know two tunes for it, but the Sephardic tune and the Ashkenazic tune, I guess, whatever. Kiyosh Mashabat. And Kiyosh Mashabat, Kiyosh Mashabat, Kiyosh Mashabat, Kiyosh Mashabat. I don't know if anybody knows any other tunes, so you're welcome to share them.
How many songs do you know?
In this year, and how many songs?
Yeah,
Kama nigunim la zemer hazeh? Rakshtai. Okay. Okay. So the author of this zemer was the Ibn Ezra, actually the Ibn Ezra who has a commentary on Chumash, wrote it as it says at the top of the page in Sfarad in Spain in the 12th century. That being the case, it could very well be that the Sephardic tune is a little bit more authentic. Yeah, it could be much more, right, people know it much more than the Ashkenazi tune. I don't know the sources of the tune, so. But the words here are very beautiful. And Mamish, really, that Ezra wove in such beautiful poetry, really, based on the halachos and the references in Chumash, into the Zemer. So just to start with the first line, so first of all, just to note that each of the stanzas start by the name Abraham Ibn Ezra, so Asur, Beis Bo, Rasham, Hayom, Mechel, so Abraham. Fine. So the words, Ki Eshmer HaShabbat Kel Yishmeini. If Hashem, Ki Eshmer HaShabbat, when I keep Shabbos, Hashem guards me, Hashem protects me. Right. So like they say, in a sense, if you keep Shabbos, Shabbos keeps you. Right? So there's a famous story, I think of Yitzchak, Afulai, something like that. There's a famous story that he was traveling in the desert, and the caravan was going to stop. It was going to travel through Shabbos, and he said, no, no, we have to stop for Shabbos. And they said, you could stop if you want, but we're traveling through. And he stops, and a lion comes, and he's obviously scared out of his mind that the lion is going to come and eat him. This is what they told him, we can't stop it, there's wild animals here. And the lion comes up to him and lays down right next to him and basically watches him the whole Shabbos while he stays in his Dalet Amos, and he had a little food with him, he made Kiddush, whatever, he sings Miros, he davened, and he spent Shabbos there in the desert in the middle of nowhere. And then as Shabbos finished and he davened Marv, I don't know if he had what to say, the lion, this is the way the story goes, the lion walked over to him and like crouched in front of him, like as though to say, no, get on my back. And he got on the lion's back, and the lion gave him a ride to catch up to the caravan. And when people saw him coming, riding on the lion's back, they realized that he was a big tzaddik and that he had a mace that happened to him.
Who is this
tzaddik? I have to look up the name. I'm sorry. It's a Sephardi tzaddik from, I don't know, 300 years ago, 500 years ago, I don't know. It's in one of my kids' books. I meant to bring it, but I forgot. And they realized he was a big tzaddik, and I don't know if they were Jews in the caravan, they realized they should have stayed for Shabbos. But this is the story that if you keep Shabbos, Shabbos keeps you. So just to bring up, there's a children's entertainer named Rebbe Hill out there who does tell stories and things like that. So he put out a movie called Beryl and the Bus Driver, which is basically my extended family likes to watch this on the bus when we go on family TV. And Beryl the Bus Driver is basically all about a guy who has to travel. Beryl was a moel. He has to travel from one town to another town, and the person who is driving him refuses to stop for Shabbos. So he gets out. He spends Shabbos in the middle of the woods, and then this bear comes to attack him. And then all of a sudden, this biker guy. shoots the bear and watches over him all Shabbos, all Beryl Babins in the forest, etc. And then he gives him a ride on his motorbike to catch up with the caravan. And again, all the people do tshuva and look happily thereafter. Again, just bringing the same message of that story that down, you know, make it a little more contemporary. Just one other anecdote to bring home this concept. You keep Shabbos, Shabbos keeps you. So anybody who wants to ask Rabbi Froelich from the YU office should do so, because he's got a great story about if you keep Shabbos, Shabbos keeps you. Also, there's a bee or a wasp in his house that actually just told us as kids, you know, whatever, we're freaked out from this wasp. And then I'll let him tell the story, because it was his niece. But just recently in the news, you know, the story about this Malaysia airliner, this plane that went missing from Malaysia. So how is that kashrut to here? So it's connected, because there was a Jew who wants to go on that flight, and it happens to be that the person on the phone who makes the flight was Jewish, a religious Jew, Orthodox Jew, who said, "I'm sorry, but I don't book flights for other Jews on Shabbos. If you want, you can arrange it yourself. But if you prefer, I can tell you how to get to the Chabad house in Malaysia and book you the Saturday night flight." So the guy said, "You know what? I've been thinking to myself, I need to be a little more sensitive about Shabbat." And he stayed in Malaysia for Shabbos with the Chabad. He took a flight Motzei Shabbos. And because of that, he was not on the flight that had gone missing with all that. You know, so if you keep Shabbos, Shabbos keeps you. Ki yashmira Shabbat, kel yashmireini. Okay, one other ha'ara on this idea that I saw is mamish beautiful, which is this idea of ki yashmira Shabbat, kel yashmireini, that there's a special shmira from Shabbos. Is related to the idea that you know, by the bracha in Birchas Krishna at the end of Maariv, we say in Hashkivenu, so we say usually we say Shomer Amo Yisrael La'ad, right? So Hashem will guard the Jewish people forever. But on Shabbos we say Hapoy Sukat Shalom Aleinu Ve'alcham Yisrael Yaro Shamayim, right? So why the difference in the Nusach? Basically, the idea is that the Dravon talks about this, Shigulay Alekha talks about this, that Shabbos has this special idea of Shmira, and because of that, so therefore we don't have to daven for Shmira on Shabbat, we just have Poreh Sukkot Shalom Aleinu. And Hashem is Poreh Sukkot Shalom. He just puts out a blanket of peace to protect us, and that's enough. And that's the special Segula of Shabbos, and we don't have to daven for Shmira. So then they ask, if that's the case, then we shouldn't have to say Kriya Shema Amita, because there's a din on Leil Pesach. Leil Pesach is called Leil Shimurim, the night of guarding, and Hashem is Shomer Am Yisrael. So there's no chiyuv to say Kriya Shema Amita. So the question is, for Shabbos also, why don't we say Kriya Shema Amita? So the Prisha points out, and the Taz points out, basically, because this is only a din in somebody who keeps Shabbos properly, somebody who's really Shomer Shabbos. We're, as the Gemara says, in Kuf Yud Chasam Beis, Imhayim Shomer Shabbos Shabbos Kel Chasam Yahayim Migalim. We see from the fact that we don't have a Geula yet, that we're not really keeping Shabbos properly, and so therefore we're lacking in that degree of Shmira that Shabbos has when it's kept according to its utmost form. Okay, so that's, if you keep Shabbos, Shabbos keeps you. Good? Okay. Ki Ashma Shabbat Kel Yishmerei, Hashem will protect me. Oti Liyol Me'ah, Beinu Beni. It is a sign, Liyol Me'ah forever, Beinu and Minasal. So this is based on the pasuk, Beinu and Minasal Oti Liyolam, right? And the question is, if it's that the Shabbos is an oath, or that the Shmira is an oath, okay, but Pashup Shabbos is that the Shabbos is an oath. Okay, Asur Mitzvah Chetet Lassos Terachim. Okay, so this stanza is based on the... correct. The psukim in Yeshaya, Perek Nun Ches, where the Pesukim tell us, V'chibarato me'asot re'achacha, you should honor Shabbos from doing your ways, and then Tzoch ha'tzachot, from finding your desires, from finding what you want, V'davei davar, and speaking in things. And the Gemara, and Kavir Gimon, on the base, learns that me'asot re'achacha means that you shouldn't, your derech, your hiluchach, shal Shabbos, should not be kiluchach of shalchol, you shouldn't walk the same way. It means Tzoch ha'tzacha, that you're not allowed to look for chatzacha, but chatzay shemayim ha'mutar, davar davar, that you shouldn't speak during the week like you speak to the chol, you know, dvarim, asurim, malacha, business matters, things like that. So over here, so even if they roll this into the piyut over here, asur mitzocheta, you know, mitzocheta to find your desires, lasot derachim, and to do that your derech, the way that you walk should be different. Gamu l'davei bo divet derachim, and even to speak, dvarim shetzrichim lahem about him dvarim shachol, right? They're weekly things.
In our Bishwan, in my home,
mm-hmm.
we have
Asur, Menlo, Hefet, Asot, Zerachim. Right. So the Gifts are a little bit different, but the meaning is the same thing. Yeah. Right, so what are the Divet Zerachim that we're not allowed to speak? Divet Sechora, or Af Divet Melachim is one gift, our usual gift. Divet Melachim, what's Divet Melachim? So Divet Melachim, the Shulchan Aruch mentions it as melitzos, mashalim, sichas chulin, things that don't have to do with Torah. Basically, we'll see how that ties into the next line. Or sifrei milchamos, history books, things like that, that a person isn't supposed to read divrei chol on Shabbos. That's divrei melachim, right? The wars of different nations, things like that. The newspapers, maybe, right? That a person is supposed to try to stay away from on Shabbos. Rather, Heged, Torah Keh, Utuchak Meini. But rather, Shabbos is a time for Limud HaTorah, right? The Gemara says that a person should, Yerushalmi Shabbos says, so this is the idea that Heged, Torah Keh, Utuchak Meini. Bo and Satamid, Bo in it, meaning in Shabbos. That's one approach. Or bo in it is referring to Torah Kel, referring to learning Torah. So it's either finding in Shabbos bo emtzat hamid nofesh benashi or noach benashi. Usually we say nofesh benashi. Yeah. This gift that I printed out was just because it was clear. Yeah. So, I will find in it tamid, always. There's always a rest, and there's always menucha for the soul on Shabbos. To so the first generation, which is referring to the Dor HaMidbar, Natan Kadoshi. Kadoshi means HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it could be, again, Natan Etat Torah, because we know that Matan Torah that year and the Dor HaMidbar was on Shabbos. So it could be he gave Shabbos, he gave the Torah on Shabbos, or simply that he gave us Shabbos period, or that it could be that Natan Kroshi Mofet b'teid lechem mishne b'shishi, that he did a Mofet, he did a Nes by giving lechem mishne, by giving, you know, the man with a double portion on Friday. And kacha b'chol shishi yachum uzani. So too, on every Friday, so Hashem should double our portion. So this is some explain this as a statement of bitachon. Some explain it as a tzila that just like we had double man on Friday in preparation for Shabbos. And so too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should provide for us. Those who explain that it's a din like the Gemara in Beit, I believe that Komos Anosu Shal Adam Ketuvim Al Rosh Hashanah Chutz Mi Talmud Torah, you know, Hatzal Shabbos Yom Tov, etc. Talmud Torah, right? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu does provide us extra spending money in a sense for Shabbat, and that's what it means. Kacha b'chol shishi yachol mezoni. I can spend extra l'chavat Shabbat, you know, because Hashem provides me with extra money. Okay, Rasham b'dat hakel chok el seganav. Rasham, he sign. Hashem inscribed Bidat Hakel. Dat is the law of Hashem, the law of Hashem, meaning he didn't the Torah, Hashem wrote in the Torah. Chok El Suganav. So he wrote it as a law for his Suganav. Who are the Suganav? Like a Sugan Kohen, right? So he's referring to Kohanim, Kohane Hashem. And that's referring to Am Yisrael. So he wrote in the Torah, Chok El Suganav, that this is a reference to the Bnei Yisrael.
Who is this
Sugan? The Sugan is Bnei Yisrael.
Yeah.
Chok El Suganav. Bo La'aroch Lechem Panim Befanav. Because on Shabbos, in the Beis Hamikdash, they would be ma'arif, they would set up the lechem haponim in the Beis Hamikdash. They would set up the lechem haponim in the Beis Hamikdash, and as the you would have two mishmaros of kahuna, two different families serving in the Beis Hamikdash on Shabbos, one that was finishing their week, one that's going to start their week, and they would be able to share the Lechem HaPanim, and the Lechem HaPanim themselves would be switched. And the Gemara describes how that Lechem HaPanim, there was a miracle that they didn't go, not only did they not get stale or get moldy over the course of a week being out on the Shulchan, but they when they took them off, they were just as warm and toasty as when they had first come out of the oven. And this is how the Kohanim was also to eat it. So, Therefore, Pashup Shabbat of the words means, therefore it is usher to fast on Shabbat, Alpi Nevonav. So Alpi Nevonav refers to Chachamim, Navon, right? Yesh Am Chacham V'Navon, right? Or Parashat to Yosef, Ish Chacham Navon Kamocha. So Navonav refers to Chachamim. So Alkin Lezanot for Alkin Avonav Asur Levad Miyom Kippur Avonim. So it's a two pshat in this. Either therefore it's fast according to the Chachamim, meaning to say a Tainis, which is Derabbanan, right? Which all Tainis are Derabbanan except for Yom Kippur is Asur, right? And Yom Kippur is a Tainis of Raisa. So Alkin Lezanot for Alkin Avonav is Asur. So to fast any fast from Midrabanan is going to be Asur. The only fast you can fast on Shabbos is Levad Miyom Kippur Avonim, just Yom Kippur. Let's see, the other pshat in Alkin Lezanot for Alkin Avonav is that the Chachamim said, meaning it's a Derabbanan to fast on Shabbos, and that's it. The other exception is that a person technically actually could fast a Tainis Chalom on Shabbos, but we don't really do that anymore today. Most people, I don't think.
So,
Rav Anashim lo nohagim b'zeh. Rav Anashim lo osim b'zeh, I don't
chashev. So you're saying if you do it, and
you have to fast another day during the week to, as a kapara for fasting on Shabbos. Yeah, tani l'tanito. Okay, hu yom mechubad hu yom tanugim. So it's a day of honor, a day of tainug. So this is a reference to the two mitzvot midivrei Kabbalah that we have of kavod Shabbos to oneg Shabbos. Hu yom mechubad, it's a day that we have to honor. That with kavod Shabbos, which is a day, you know, we're mechabed with, lacham yayin tov, you know, et cetera, good food and nice clothing, et cetera. Shalons, yeah, betach. And who yom tanugim, but and it's also a day of tanugim. So really, these two things kind of break down. Some of the freshmen point out who yom mechubad is dafka referring to nice clothing, because the Gemara quotes that the Gemara Baba Kama quotes that Rabbi Yochanan would call his clothes mechabdusa and mechubdotai, those who honor me, because he would wear respectable clothing. So this gave him, it showed honor to him. He gave honor to his group by wearing nicer clothing. So that's hu yom mechubad, hu yom tanugim, and the tanugim are the good food, lechem v'yayin tov, basa v'dagim, good food, etc. Hamit avrim bo, those who practice avelus on Shabbos, achor nesogim means they step backwards. What does it mean they step backwards? So it could mean either they have to stop their avelus on Shabbos, right? Because we're not knowing avelus on Shabbos, so they step back from their avelus on Shabbos. Or it could mean hamidavlo, those who actually do express avelus on Shabbos, achor nesogim, are stepping back in a sense from Shabbos, right? Because meaning this is that they're not keeping Shabbos. Asur, it's also to So the Mitzvah of Rosh Shabbos. Because it's a day of Simcha, and it's a day of Simcha whereby Hashem is Mitzameach Otzi. We mentioned in the past with Pinkus' Ha'ara that if when Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, right, that it's also right. We push off Tisha B'Av. Why? Because even though we would be so sad that we don't have the Beit HaMikdash, but on Shabbos it's like we have the Beit HaMikdash, because the Kedusha of the Beit HaMikdash and the Kedusha of Shabbos are equal. The Beit HaMikdash was in place, Shabbos is in time, and so therefore it's a day of Simcha. The Gemara says that Afilu Kesudas Shlomo Malchus Shaito, that on that Tishrei Shechal B'Shabbos you could even have the fanciest meal ever. No limits, no avilus. Okay. Mechel Milachabo, somebody who is Mechel, so which is Milashon Mechala, like Mechel Shabbos, somebody who Oseh Hayom Chol. Lo Mechel Milashon Tchila, not from starting, Lahatchil. I also thought that way.
Because you have
Mechel
and Sofo.
Sofo Lahatchil. Ah, okay. That's very good. Yeah, that's a good hire. Yeah, maybe that's also why I thought so originally. Also, that and we know that even if you just start a malacha, right? There's an issa b'davar, right? But okay, meicham malacha both sofo la'achid. In the end, so it'll be chayv karet, right? We're talking about where there's no edim and Hasra to give him, to give him me to be, yeah, me to space in. Al Kain, Achabes Lo Libi Kivori. So basically, what the line means is, therefore, I will cleanse my heart. Achabes is like krisa, like laundry. I'll do laundry in my heart, kivori, like with a strong soap. So what does this mean? Meaning, because there's a chiv kivori, so therefore I have to clean my heart like the soap. What does that mean? So the chare could mean, because I mean the chare is the chiv chare. Again, it's like we said, no edim, no hasra. It wasn't in public. It's in private. Nobody's around. Nobody knows what's going on with you alone in your room. You turn on the light, or you listen to your headphones, whatever. You know, MP3, right? On Shabbat, sofa la'achid. So you can be chay chare. So therefore, it's really up to something masur l'leid. It's something that a person, individual, has to be committed to. Al kein achabes libi kivoris. Therefore, I myself will cleanse my heart in order to be pure and clean for Hashem. That talala al kel arvit b'shachris musaf v'gamichar hu yaneni. And I will bow to Hashem. All the special tefillos, musaf included, and hu yaneni, and Hashem will answer me. This halacha, in a certain sense of that Hashem will answer me, is interesting, because on one hand we say the person isn't supposed to ask bakashas on Shabbos, not supposed to make requests. On the other hand, we have certain situations where we do, and the truth is, even though Lashon, the nusach of the tefillah has a certain degree of like, let's say, national requesting. So I think they say that it's a requesting is on Dvarim Shachol. But like chetzicha, like mitzvah chetzicha, right, is your own chafatim are also to make a request for. Chetzei shemayim is motzeh. So, that's really what we find in the Nusach HaTfilah. Just a Maamar Makom, in Shabbos Malkus, Pinkus has a chapter near the end where he talks about the various messages and themes of the different tefillos on Shabbos, and how they help us connect to Shabbos and the special relationship we can build with Hashem over the course of Shabbos. Okay, Shmizocha, Hu Yaneini. Okay. Alright, do you guys want to sing? I have to run to Mincha, but that's it. We'll do one spider. יש מרא שבת, יש מרא איני, ימתי ליום נייד, בין הור ואיני, ימתי ליום נייד, בין הור ואיני, ימתי ליום נייד, בין הור ואיני. עצום את החבר, ועבדי רעים, גם לרעים, Yeah. I'll do the last one Friday. Mechal melach ava Okay, Shabbat Shalom.